Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hello and welcome back to the Expert Slot. Today I'm joined by Katie Brindle, a Chinese medicine practitioner, author of Yang Sheng, The Art of Chinese Self-Healing, and founder of the Heyu Method Beauty Range. In this episode, Katie explains a little about the Chinese medicine approach to supporting the body and offers five easily incorporated practices to foster good health. Here's Katie. Hi, so I'm here with Katie Brindle.
Hello.
Hello. Katie, tell me how you came to do what you do.
Well, it's a sad story at the beginning. I was training to be an opera singer and then had a car accident, which then damaged my vocal cords, so I stopped being able to sing. But it left me in a lot of pain. And I did what many people do when they have a problem, that you end up going around various different experts trying to find a solution. And nothing for me was working. Until one day I discovered this Chinese doctor. Mm-hmm. And he did a Tuinar massage technique on my neck, and it totally worked. It was just it was the most incredible thing, having been in pain for so many years. Mm. To have this one treatment just was a total game changer for me, and I was completely inspired.
Yeah.
So as a result, I changed my career and basically started to study Chinese massage and Western massage and then reflexology, and started my business.
And Chinese medicine is huge. Once you start looking into it, there's just more and more and more and more. So how did you choose the disciplines that you liked and the bits you wanted to specialize in?
It was a journey, really. I mean, I started with massage and reflexology. I think, to be honest, it was a commercial decision at mm-hmm. that time. I was relatively young, I had a mortgage, and I needed to earn a living in London. Mm-hmm. And I felt that it was very easy to sell those treatments. Many people want them. They're beneficial, they feel nice, they're easy. And it was after a few years of doing that that I was then able to start studying acupuncture, which was a degree. So it took me a few years to qualify. And that then took me into becoming an acupuncturist. Mm-hmm. I decided not to do herbal medicine because there's just a lot of issues around using Chinese herbs now. Mm-hmm. in association with Western medicine. So I felt for the amount of years required, it wasn't so beneficial. And what's then taken me into Yang Sheng, which is the self-care aspect of it, was really just something that I was just really interested in. Mm-hmm. When I was studying acupuncture, you would always have to give examples of lifestyle advice that you would help your patient with, and it just became something I was just naturally drawn to. So that bit of my essay was really long, and then when I was in clinic, I would just give so much lifestyle advice to people, to the point at which the people that really practiced the lifestyle part didn't really need to come and see me as often as those that didn't do it. What's happened in our lifetime since about 100 years ago is that we have an expectation to live well into our 80s. That's just an expectation that we have. But what's happening in culture is that actually, if you scratch under the surface of pretty much anybody and start asking them how they're feeling, nobody's feeling 10 out of 10.
No.
And yet we can. We really, really can. And this is where I get so excited about Chinese medicine and Yang Sheng, because actually, if you know how to look after your body and you follow some really simple guidelines, you really can. You can go from 6 to 8 out of 10 very quickly indeed. Yeah. Good health is pleasurable.
Yeah.
And this is the great thing about it, is that actually doing the right things for your body is pleasurable. The body is actually designed to respond to that. If you think about all the things that we do in life that are essential to health, they actually feel lovely. Sleeping.
Yeah, completely.
You know, resting, you know, going to the loo when you're desperate, you know, eating something when you're hungry. These are all really lovely feelings.
Yeah. Let's get your five tips. So I've asked Katie to come up with five tips based on Chinese principles that are easy to incorporate, that don't cost loads and loads of money, and that will make you feel instantly good.
So the first one is free and easy, which is about breath. Mm-hmm. Because people always think that when they come into clinic and they start talking about their health issues, and they always go, I've seen a nutritionist, and then they start rattling off what they are and aren't eating. But the reality is, in Chinese medicine, your breath is the number one input into the body. In our culture, we've stretched ourselves out to such an extent that we're not breathing correctly.
No.
And it's a very, very simple way to remedy. All you need to do is use the smiling breath technique that we've created, mm-hmm. where you're simply taking a deep breath in. And as you breathe out, you just smile into your lower belly, just under your belly button.
So it's almost like you're anchoring the muscles up.
Yes, you're just literally just breathing in slowly and deeply, and you're taking everything down into the lower stomach. And that is a very simple breathing technique, which is fully demonstrated on the website.
Mm-hmm. I'll pop a link,
and it's called the smiling breath. And what you're doing is you're drawing in deep levels of oxygen into mm-hmm. the body. You're engaging the parasympathetic nervous response. So you're getting out of fight or flight. You're going into rest mode. But you're also overriding the negative emotional elements of the stress response, which is what's going on in this world we live in.
Yeah.
By using the smile, you override it. And that you're rooting in your energetic center. So that's the number one most important thing you need to do. And you have to breathe anyway.
Yeah.
So I'm not asking anyone to do anything they're not doing. Just breathe consciously.
Quite a good one if you feel panicked as well, like if you're commuting or you're stressed in the moment, or you're going into a meeting or something.
Absolutely, take a moment. Or if you're not even able to take a moment, that you're just sat at your desk working, just be mindful of doing the breathing. What I suggest to patients: put a gong app on your phone.
Yeah.
Every time the gong goes, take a mindful breath.
Right.
That's what they do in monasteries. That's how they would live. It brings you back to the present. So that's a very good technique.
Okay.
The second part of the breathing is to have really good quality air.
Okay.
It's really, especially in the cities.
I was going to say, how do you do that in a city?
There are some really great plants that you can put on your desk.
Right.
Like money plants, also good at your desk.
Yeah.
Bonsai trees.
Mm-hmm.
Spider plants are very good.
I got a Calathea recently. Is that a good one?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Okay, fine.
All plants are great.
Fine,
But there are a few which are better than others. Money plants are particularly good on a desk where normally people are working. The second most important thing is to actually move energy and blood around the body.
Okay.
You said earlier about, isn't circulation kind of like the root of everything? I said, absolutely. Good health is circulation.
Mm-hmm.
And we do, because we are not as a culture moving very much anymore, circulation gets impaired as a result of that. And it's really important to, rather than just be sedentary all day long and then go, oh, it's okay because I'm going to yoga later, or I'm doing an hour in the gym.
Yeah.
That's great too, but you need to move your body sort of hour by hour.
Okay.
So again, back to my gong idea, where just have your gong move, or if you go to the loo, come back to your desk and then just take another 30 seconds. And I always recommend drumming the body.
Okay.
So you just make a fist,
mm-hmm.
and like Tarzan,
yeah,
you're just literally drumming your chest,
mm-hmm.
and drumming down the inside of the arms.
Yep.
Very, very easy way of getting any stagnation out the body.
Right.
The third one is talking about getting rid of toxicity. Because as we said earlier, that circulation is the key to good health.
Yes. Okay?
And what that means is circulating good, nourished, oxygenated blood around the body and expelling toxins from the body. And again, being sedentary doesn't help. So having addressed that by saying, right, well, really good breathing and doing these really simple movements throughout the day is really good. But then the next thing is using this Gua Sha technique, mm-hmm. that we're talking about. These are the tools that come with the brand, and there's the jade ones for the faces, but then there's also the comb and the metal body restorer for the body. And all you're doing is, it's just like cupping. Okay. The body tools are just like cupping, and what they're doing is allowing if your body is getting overwhelmed with toxicity, mm-hmm. which is very, very likely in this day and age, you need to give it a bit of extra help.
Mm-hmm.
And you can use the Gua Sha technique as a way to expel toxins through the skin, which the body does anyway.
Can I ask you, because people sometimes take umbrage to the use of the word toxins, or say, you know, like your body naturally deals with toxins. Can you tell me, from Chinese medicine's perspective, what toxins are and kind of how they're and why they need to be given assistance to be expelled?
Well, firstly, traditionally, they wouldn't need to be given assistance. If your life was natural,
mm-hmm.
in the first instance, we wouldn't need to be worrying about it as much as we do. Traditionally, human beings were designed to move around.
Yeah.
We're not designed to sit at desks. One of the main reasons why we now have to add in extra practices is because we are being sedentary. So it's really just about using things that we've always done before anyway, but a little bit more so, because we have to adjust, like language, medicine and traditional practices need to develop according to what we're doing. Number four, which is the next one, about good quality food.
Yes.
Having banged on about air so much, but food is also really important. And I get a lot of people in clinic wanting to lose weight. Everybody. Very rarely do you get someone actually wanting the other way around. And it's one of the main issues of modern culture, because obviously we're relatively sedentary and food is accessible people all the time, and it's really easy to eat the wrong food because it's just pumped at us all the time, and it's so difficult not having it.
Yeah.
But there's a couple of really, really sensible diet tips that Chinese medicine offer us, which I subscribe to and prescribe, and it's absolutely brilliant. And the first one is avoid the four whites. So never mind a load of fatty dieting. Mm-hmm. The four whites are flour, sugar, salt, and dairy.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Really simple. And they're all white foods. Now, obviously a little bit of salt is good, but we tend to eat too much.
Yeah.
And there are loads of dairy substitutes out there and loads of wheat substitutes. So
yes.
It's quite easy. And sugar is just a complete no-no.
Yeah.
So that's the first one. And then the second one is the five flavours. Because often what you find is people will come in and they'll tell me all about what they've been eating as a rule. And you delve into it a bit. And you tend to find that people will say, oh, you know, I have real cravings for sugar, or I have real cravings for salt, or, you know, I get the munchies at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, it sabotages my diet. And if I'm being good, I'm doing this. And if I'm being naughty, I'm doing that. And think, yeah, that all sounds terribly familiar.
Mm.
But a way to kind of sidestep this kind of roller coaster of kind of cravings and not feeling satisfied at the end of a meal is five elements, which is a major component of Chinese yang sheng and medicine and good health. Have each one has a flavour attached to it.
Okay.
And if each meal basically balances those flavours, i.e. you have each one of them represented each mealtime,
yeah.
You have a very good chance of keeping your body satisfied, which means if the birthday cake starts floating around at 3 o'clock in the afternoon at the office, that you've got a really good chance of going, do you know what, I don't actually want any.
Oh, so what are they?
Right. Bitter, sweet, sour, pungent and salty.
Wow.
Now, salty doesn't mean salt. It can mean seaweed.
Okay.
Okay, for example.
Fine.
And those are the five flavours. And if anyone's interested, it's in the book.
Right.
And also, I can give you more information on what foods are. But you can just Google Chinese medicine five flavours.
Okay.
And then the lists of foods will come up.
Okay, so the meal would have to have that all on a plate.
Yes, but it's not quite as crazy as it sounds. So if you go to like your local Chinese restaurant, if you start looking at the menus, you'll start to realise that the way that's like chicken and cashew nuts.
Right.
You know, or sweet and sour pork.
Okay.
Or chow mein. I mean, if you look traditionally at how they would cook this food, that these five flavours would be represented in a traditional Chinese meal.
Okay.
And it's not that difficult.
Right.
It really isn't. It's a question of just basically knowing what those flavours are, and also noticing that if there's a particular flavour that you have a real craving for, like, oh, I have a sweet tooth, or I love a crisp, you know, is actually, and which flavour of crisp, you know, is it a prawn cocktail, is it salt and vinegar, is it cheese and onion, you know, therefore that normally gives you a sign that something's a bit out of balance.
Right.
And therefore, what you want to do is nourish that craving with a healthy option.
Mm-hmm.
And by healthy option, I don't mean boring option, because actually, Chinese food, in my opinion, is absolutely delicious.
Yes, completely.
So you can totally translate that into Western eating habits.
Mm-hmm.
And then the final tip is sleeping. Oh my goodness me, which seems to be the holy
grail. Music to my ears.
I know, yeah. I mean, honestly, there is no one that comes into clinic that has normal sleep habits anymore. I mean, and sleep is just the best thing.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
So, good sleep, going to bed before midnight.
Oh, gosh. Going to sleep before midnight, going to sleep before 10:30. Because the energy of the body circulates in two-hour windows around each organ of the body. And there's 12 organs of the body. Each organ gets a two-hour slot, okay?
Wow.
And it's very, very important to be in bed and ready to sleep before you get into gallbladder time. Which is
poor gallbladder.
Right, and that's coming in at sort of 10 o'clock at night.
Okay.
So if most people are coming to bed at about midnight, watching Netflix and staying up a bit too late,
you're
not resting the gallbladder, which has a massive relationship to the liver. And our livers are massively overstressed as it is.
Yes.
So it's really important to get yourself into bed by about 10 o'clock at night.
Okay.
It really, really is. And there's the thing that I stress to patients the most is turn off Netflix.
Yeah.
Much as I love Netflix myself, I'm a huge fan. Don't watch that next episode.
No, and turn off your phone too.
Oh my gosh, turn off your phone. Do not look at your phones. I mean, people know that stuff now. But, you know, staying up that little bit later, it's so much more important to take yourself off to bed at 9 o'clock at night, go upstairs, have a bath.
Yeah.
You know, have a bath, gua sha the body.
Yes.
Prepare for sleep.
Yeah.
It's really important. If the body is a reflection of nature. And if you watch nature and its seasons, you don't suddenly hit spring. Spring's been developing over the last sort of 4 weeks. We're now right in the middle of it, and it's suddenly really bursting through. But nature's been preparing for that. So prepare for sleep. Mm-hmm. Don't just switch off your phone at 11:30 at night. And then
expect to have a great night's sleep.
Yeah, and then just kind of conk out. And I know that works for some people, but normally what happens is people then are waking up in the middle of the night.
Yeah, have poor quality sleep.
Right.
When you say gua sha before bed, does it matter if you gua sha in the morning or evening?
I personally suggest, especially with the different tools, from a beauty perspective, I gua sha lightly in the morning, usually in the shower, because that's all the time I've got. Yeah. Although, unofficially, I have been known to gua sha on the school run. I didn't just say that. But it's great. It's a great moment to do it. I've got a whole half hour. I then gua sha my body at night, because with the body, you're looking to bring up that red rash, that like that cupping rash. You want that. It's good for you, okay? Yeah. You equally don't want to overdo it, but you're looking to get the redness. So you want that to go down overnight as you sleep.
Okay, so you're going to be a little bit red after gua sha, and then your body does its thing, you go to sleep, it's gone.
Yes. Yeah. And the other really important reason why...
I don't tend to get red, though.
Some people don't.
Yeah,
okay. And that's okay.
A little bit, but like not... Yeah. It's gone in 10 minutes for me. Yeah.
It's a very personal thing, and that's why when we put this all together as a brand, we've been very careful to sort of make sure we say that I go very red. I go like scary red.
Right.
But that's fine, because I'm going to go really hard, because I know what I'm doing.
And some people are more vascular, so it's just...
It's just the way it works. But as far as sleep is concerned, something that's really important about gua sha is... The sleep-wake cycle in Chinese medicine is very much this kind of yin-yang thing. So what happens is, in the daytime, we're very yang, which means like moving around, okay? So your blood is at the exterior of the body.
Yeah.
Now, what happens with the stress response is that the blood gets stuck in the muscles for fight or flight. And if you're not rushing off, because we're not, we tend to be sort of bombing around, but we're not like physically running away.
Yeah, you don't... work off the stress.
Then so what happens is the blood gets stuck in the muscles, and also you've got a very high level of toxins going into the blood from the stress response.
Right.
So what happens then when you go to sleep is that the blood is supposed to come from its yang phase on the exterior to its yin phase on the interior, where it nourishes the organs, which is what you do when you sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And so what the body's looking for is nourished, oxygenated, well-fed blood that's been moving around all day long, coming into the organs to nourish them at night. That's what the body's looking for. So what you've got to do is work with your body. Recognise that what you've got to do is assist your body to clear the stress response, get the blood out of its muscles, help your body clean it all out, do all that before you go to bed. Do that early. Go to bed 9 o'clock. Go and have a nice bath.
Yeah.
So that you get your blood flow out of the muscles and it's relaxing. Do the rescue breath so that you're breathing lovely oxygen. Get your gua sha out. Gua sha your body. Off you go to bed, and you will start to sleep. In Chinese medicine, beauty is the exterior manifestation of interior health. You cannot look your best if you don't feel good.
Yeah.
End of.
Thank you so much for going through all of that. That's so informative. My mind is also now like, I have so many adjustments to make in my life. I'm going to go home and go to bed in like 3 hours.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, wonderful. Thank you so much,
Katie.
You're
welcome. Thank you.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.